And NPR's Mike Pesca is monitoring all the action, too. He's collected some of the memorable moments so far.
12 hours of speeches, and we're not even half done. At least by Friday, every argument to be made about the surge will have been made, in triplicate, unless Georgia Republican Jack Kingston is right.
Fortunately for us and the free world, they don't sit around and watch C-SPAN and what silly politicians do.
If they did, they would have heard the word war uttered 681 times yesterday, peace 52, failure 45, success 83. Those are specific words members of Congress often relied on, the general.
The great Southern General Robert E. Lee was really tired.
Well, he gets part of it from General Giap's book in Vietnam.
A quotation from Douglas MacArthur.
Farewell. We have heard generals after general after
apparently captain. All of our best generals had become congressmen.
There was plenty of talk about the very relevant generals of today, Petraeus, Casey, Abizade. But for some reason, discussion took a turn to 1836, California Republican Darrell Issa.
That makes as much sense as telling the people at the Alamo, stay the course. That wasn't the right solution at the Alamo.
Republican Todd Akin picked up the Bowie knife and ran with it.
Could you picture Davy Crockett at the Alamo looking at his BlackBerry getting a message from Congress?
New Hampshire Democrat Carol Shea Porter was puzzled by this particular analogy.
There's no Davy Crockett in Iraq.
Truer and stranger words have hardly ever been uttered. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.